In a job search, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And a lot of refugees in the Seattle area don't know anyone. A new program wants to change that. It's called Tatweer. It connects refugees with local mentors. Masar Altai is getting help from this program.
I am from Iraq. I arrived to the United States June 2010, and I have a bachelor's degree in civil engineering.
After Masar Altai came to the Washington State, she got a technical certificate to boost her resume. She applied to entry-level jobs. At one point, she even offered to volunteer as an engineer. But Masar Altai told KUOW's Kim Malcolm doing it alone didn't work.
After I graduate, the surprise is like, it's still not enough. I don't have connections. I still don't have connections to get in the field. Actually, to get in the life rather than like beside the field, the career field. I was thinking how I know more about the life in here, the culture here.
So you were prepared for the job search, or you were thinking that was what you were going to do, but then you found that there was this whole other part of American life that you had to learn about as well.
Thank you very much. Exactly.
So what were the biggest challenges? Did you even know what questions to ask about what
exactly
was going on around you?
Because I have a question, and I was like afraid asking people here because I keep saying before any question, can I ask a silly question? Because it's really silly for the others, but it means something for me. So,
can you give me an example? What kind of silly question? And
silly
I'm doing
questions.
That with air quotes. Silly question would you want to ask?
That's a good... just like today, I never been in a studio before. So I was thinking, should I put the headset or not? And I don't want to ask, should I put the headset or not? So I wait for you to see if you wear it, I will wear it.
See, and that would not have been a silly question at all.
This is kind of like, I mimic the what people do, especially if I'm invited to like an event in an official way, or what I should wear, this kind of things. Pieces I need to learn in order, beside my education, to be in there.
What was happening to you as you were applying for positions?
I applied online. Most of the application came back with a thank you very much for your interest. We have a more qualified candidate. And after that, the reality jumped to the scene where I find myself, I have to looking for a job, a surviving job.
I'm with Masar Altai. She's an Iraqi refugee living in Washington. She's a trained civil engineer, and she's trying to make a career in that field in the United States. You're now part of a new program. It's called Tatweer. It helps refugees find jobs by connecting them with local mentors along with other job training. What do you hope to get out of the relationship with your mentor?
To be honest, anything will be useful for me. Like, I think he know what's in the market. He know what's in the field, in the real life. So I'm sure that will be very helpful to have a relationship with someone on site.
Connecting refugees with mentors in their field of training in order to find jobs here, that's kind of a new approach to things. Why do you think a relationship with a mentor as a refugee, why do you think that relationship might be more important to you than it would be for a mentor for someone else who was born and raised here in the United States?
Of course, for me. First of all, I think the person who born in the United States, he already have mentors. Maybe he know or he don't. He's aware or not aware of that. But for me, the unspoken things will be valuable for me. Maybe the guy who born in here, during his life in the schools, high schools, university, he already learned or acquired the tools that he required to be a good candidate for a job. Me, I don't have this. I lost some parts of that. So with a mentor, no, of course, it's valuable for me. I don't have it.
Masar, when you describe what you're facing and what you've already been through trying to find work in your field, it sounds overwhelming. Do you ever feel like you just want to just give up sometimes and just return to Iraq?
No, it's too late to give up. I gave up one time in Jordan. I was like crying and my father was like, no, I believe in you. So no, you can. I reached a lot, actually. Every day I learn a new thing. Like, I keep telling my parents, if I sit in the bus stop just looking at people, how diverse they are, how different they are, I will learn something. It's hard. I know it's hard. but I'm proud of what I reached so far, and I will continue. No give up.
That's Masar Altai, a refugee from Iraq, one of the first participants in Tatweer, a Seattle program that helps connect refugees with local mentors in their field.